Conclusion. This paper examined sexuality and its intersections with laws, citizenship, education, and employment. While sexuality can be a tough terrain to negotiate for almost all people, for certain groups it is fraught with all kinds of pitfalls and dangers, exclusion and discrimination to name a few. Sexuality must therefore be approached from a perspective that appreciates and understands intersectionalities that exacerbate vulnerabilities and produce compounded adverse effects. At the level of education, one's sexuality impacts if and how one is treated with respect, equality, and non-discrimination, and thus it is important that educators acknowledge, assess, and address issues of sexuality in an educational environment from the beginning. At a minimum, this encompasses nurturing schools and other educational spaces as safe for all children, ensuring no child or young person is discriminated against or marginalized, and could extend to the inclusion of CSE for all. At workplaces, taking into consideration issues of sexuality consists of having in place effective policies on recruitment and termination, anti-discrimination policies, as well as the enactment and implementation of sexual harassment policies with specific attention to marginalized communities. Enactment and implementation of effective and progressive laws related to sexuality and repealing of discriminatory ones are a significant step toward ensuring inclusion, dignity, and non-discrimination for all. This paper therefore pushes for the need for the enactment and implementation of different policies, such as child protection policy in educational spaces, anti-discrimination policy, and anti-sexual harassment policies in spheres of education and employment in order to be truly inclusive and diverse. Laws and policies related to sexuality are a vital ingredient to ensure that people are not marginalized and are treated equally and justly in all spheres. Apart from laws in the education and page 11. Employment sectors, laws related to sexuality must ensure that people are not criminalized on the basis of their SOGIE status, as well as prevent gender-based violence in all forms. Quote, the idea of citizenship must also cater to the idea that all people in the country must be treated equally, and therefore must not be discriminated against on grounds of gender, SOGIE status, HIV status, and migrant status. A true concept of sexual citizenship would therefore emerge with its foundations on values of equality, respect, and acceptance of diversity. End of quote. A state's progress could be measured to a certain extent by the presence of good and effective policies that take care of all people, who are not necessarily only the legitimate citizens of the country but extends to all irrespective of their citizenship status. Provision of the best laws and policies, as well as access to services related to health, education, and employment is not very helpful when people within the same country are either treated unequally or as non-citizens, thus leaving them bereft of rights and equal opportunities that are meted out to the better citizens. As much as the idea of citizenship is meant to cater to all legitimate people and protect them, this is often viewed as a point of exclusion as well. Thus, non-citizens such as migrants who may be documented or not could be left outside the ambit of such laws and policies within a country, thus increasing their experience of marginalization. The idea of citizenship must also cater to the idea that all people in the country must be treated equally, and therefore must not be discriminated against on grounds of gender, SOGIE status, HIV status, and migrant status. A true concept of sexual citizenship would therefore emerge with its foundations on values of equality, respect, and acceptance of diversity. Page 12.